Could summarize the whole Murali that we're going to be hearing today. The song was about tapasya, and the Murali is about tapasya. It's the end of the year, and Baba's given us the topic for the coming year, and that was referred to in the last Murali also. But the year of tapasya. And I remember many people asking the question, does that mean we don't do any service? And it had been discussed, and everybody had agreed that it was going to be a time for tapasya for everyone, and so there wouldn't be big programs. But Baba gave another very beautiful answer. And Baba said, if you have powerful tapasya, you're actually going to be able to do more service than you can ever do through words. Because the power of your tapasya is going to bring more souls to God than whatever else it is you do, organizing big programs. And so maybe that's a very powerful signal for all of us. It was lovely having the 2 years in which many people did have time for themselves, working from home or whatever it was, but I think many more people had time for reflection during the COVID years than they'd ever had before. But it seems to be a signal that even though now, yes, we're engaged in service, yet there still has to be that very, very powerful stage. The song even referred to the success that comes through tapasya, how we become angels through tapasya, how we fulfill God's desires through tapasya, how we become like the Father through tapasya. When you hear the Murali, you know that that's the actual translation of the song, actually. So that's one particular theme that Baba's taken up in a lot of detail. But the other theme that Baba has also taken up is how to turn whatever is negative into positive. And when I looked at the date, I realized that it was in the mid-90s that we had started positive thinking courses. And this is a Murali from the 90s, the beginning of the 90s. And it's interesting, and of course it wasn't just then, but Baba had started teaching us how to change negative things into positive from the 30s. But that term, positive thinking, became very popular in the 90s, and it's continued. People still refer to that as being the foundation for a life in which there's happiness and joy. But the way Baba's teaching us, of course, is not just superficially, but Baba's reminding us that cycle after cycle, you know exactly what is within the drama. Golden Age, you don't know. Iron Age, you don't know. But the power and the beauty of the Confluence Age is that you don't have to be surprised about anything ever at all. You know it's happened before, it's happening now, and it will happen again. Amazing. And when Baba says every jewel of knowledge is worth multi-millions, it's a reality. Think about the knowledge of the self, the knowledge of God, but most of all, the knowledge of drama. Because to a certain extent, people out there use the term soul, use the term God, and they have their own ideas about these terms. But drama, in the way Baba has described, no one knows at all. And so this amazing understanding that whatever is happening within the drama is right. The other day in the Sakar Murli, Baba mentioned, when it's the day, it is good. When it's the night, it's also good. There needs to be a time for physical rest, not just for us, but for the birds and bees and all the living creatures. And so Satyug, you're following the natural timetable. But here, everything's topsy-turvy. I remember being told a little while ago that young people stay up through till 4 o'clock in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, and then go to sleep. There's always been night birds, but it had become part of the culture to do that. So I don't know whether that's still on, but I think it is. And so topsy-turvy world. And not only is the night good, but Baba's told us, Satyug, everything is very regulated in a very natural way. And so through the day, there's spring weather, earth sunshine, but the earth and the trees and humans, deities, everybody needs water. And so it rains in the night. And the night rain also is not torrential rainfall, but it's gentle rainfall. When I was in Hawaii many years ago, they call it liquid sunshine because every time there was rain, and it rained quite a bit through the day, there was also a rainbow because there was sun somewhere, and so liquid sunshine. And so Satyug, everything is perfect and beautiful, and it's because Baba and Brahmins have transformed the world from dark to light. And when there's light in the world, everything is fine. There's nothing then that's wrong. And if I'm thinking, this is wrong, it shouldn't be like this, Brijmohan Bhai had said, right is right, but wrong is also right. Because that's the way the drama is. You can't fight anyone else because whatever is happening is going on inside. So it's Ravan who's the enemy, not this one, that one, or the other one. But also, you cannot fight drama. Can you argue with drama? I'm sure many of you have tried. Why is it like this? It shouldn't be like this. Okay, I'm going to do something about it. I'm going to make it happen like this. And you get stuck. And so what are you going to do? Are you going to keep pushing against a wall that will not fall down because you want it to fall down? And So the only possible thing to do at that moment is to recognize that you have to turn back and come back on track. Drama is right. And so today Baba is saying that if there's a situation in which you're being defamed, take it as a lesson. It's a lesson of tolerance, of endurance. And if I'm not managing it very well, thank you, drama. Thank you, whoever was the person saying those things. Because now it's made me realize the extent to which I have to develop further the power of tolerance. And better that I understand that now and develop that now, rather than when I'm in a pickle and I need tolerance power to get through it. Today it's somebody's words, tomorrow it might be something more difficult. But if today somebody's words make me realize what it is I need to do, it's good. Because then I can change and adjust and come back onto the track of drama. So Baba and drama absolutely work together in tandem. And so if I love Baba, there has to come a point where I say, I also love this drama. And if I can change my thinking in every single situation that comes in front of me that's creating storms or waste thoughts, the sooner I come back to that awareness of drama is accurate and right, the more I'll be able to save my own time and energy. And so it's a very powerful passage that Baba has spoken, and it's not in the main Murali, it's in one of the groups that Baba's addressing. But of course it's very much part of tapasya. And so tapasya just isn't when I sit down and meditate, but tapasya is being able to stay connected with Baba. And if I'm connected with Baba, and Baba is connected with drama, then surely I will also be aligned with drama. And so every time I say it shouldn't be like this, where did Baba disappear? Where did drama disappear? And so it's part of the subject of tapasya that I learn to be aligned with the drama. And that was gone into a lot of detail, but just the summary of that, whatever happened in the past, it taught me huge lessons. I don't know what's to happen in the future, but I do know that what I do now is going to create my future, but also it's going to contribute to the future of the transformation of the planet if I'm aligned with Baba. And that means I'm absolutely focused on what I need to do today and understand what I need to do today. Postponing things for the future doesn't make any sense at all. My stage is whatever it is now, and this is what will carry me into the future. So it's a very powerful passage that Baba has spoken. Baba has also spoken about faith and intoxication and victory. And so nischa, nasha, nischint, carefree, and nischit, fixed. Again, you can see that all these words connected with drama, and Avyakt Baba loves rhyming words. And so nischa, faith, and with that I have intoxication of my fortune of knowing God, and the fortune that God has made me belong to Him, but then also nischint, if I am with God and God is with me, what is there that I need to worry about? So carefree, completely carefree. But together with that, that certainty that yes, victory is fixed in the drama. And so to move forward with that awareness that Baba is carrying me, and so it's not even just victory ahead, but it's each step as I take is their victory. And at one point, Daddy had been asked the question, what's the difference between victory and success? And Daddy said, victory is personal. Whatever it is I'm dealing with inside, every step of the way, was their victory. Did I have victory over feelings? Did I have victory over sanskars? Did I have victory over my thoughts? So just keep checking. Am I experiencing victory through God, my companion, faith in God, faith in my own destiny? But check victory at every step. And success is external. Whatever it is we're engaged in, then that's something that's visible to others also. But victory, I know about. Whether it's little victories, a thought comes and I deal with it very quickly and finish it. Yes, it's victory. Something happens and I've taken power from Baba and I move through it with dignity and grace. That's victory. And so victory, just keep checking, was there victory today? Or even every situation. If there's just a moment of reflection between one thing and the other thing, you're walking from one place to another place, or you're waiting for somebody to come in, or there's always these little moments, little pauses, no matter how busy somebody is. And so in those little moments and pauses, just check, how did I do? Did I experience victory by keeping Baba with me? And so all those little victories are preparing me to deal with big things. And if I'm having victory at each step along the way, then when the big things come, I'll keep Baba with me and guarantee there will be victory. And yes, externally, there will also be success. And so, as usual, beautiful Murali, and Sunday, holiday, holy day, a chance to reflect and a chance to experiment with all the tips that Baba's giving us. Every Murali is a how-to manual. How to deal with myself, how to deal with others, how to deal with drama, how to deal with whatever it is that's going on. And so treat the Murali in that way as Baba's instructions for me today. And Baba's spoken about every day something new. And so externally something new. The weather changes every day, but something new within myself every day. I can't expect to change my home every day. I can't expect to change others every day. All those external things maybe are going to stay the same. But am I new every day? So beautiful Murali again. And I know that there's some announcements today.